Hey there, listeners. I am Shelby Hazlett, and I will be talking about the book The Red Queen by Victoria Aveyard, which addresses the hero journey of Mare Barrow. Mare Barrow's ordinary world involves her being a young teenager who is used to being nothing, a low-lying red born to serve those above them, known as the Silvers. She pickpockets the Silvers for a living, trying to support her family best she can. She is hired at the palace to serve the king and queen as they search for a lady who will marry the heir to the throne. Mare receives a call to adventure when she discovers she has magic powers that allow her to create lightning. Crazy, right? She is tested, and it turns out that she has silver blood in her as well as red. She can't believe it. She is special among everyone else. Only few reds have this gift. She refuses to the call because she does not want to be an evil silver like she believes the rest of them are. She also refuses to marry the second heir to the throne when the queen decides that is best for her son. Mare has a hard time accepting the fact that she is part silver now. Mare meets her mentor named Julian. He teaches her about their country's past and about the different houses there are in their country. Maven, her betrothed, also becomes a mentor to Mare because he helps her feel a sense of ease with all that has changed in her life in the short amount of time it did. Maven tells her he would like the world they are living now to change, and where everyone in their world could live the same. Mare feels that maybe Maven is not at all like the other Silvers, that he may be special and different from the rest of his family. Mare begins to cross the threshold when she accepts the fact that she has to marry Maven. She finds herself starting to like Maven more every day and forms a very strong bond with him. She begins to accept silver etiquette and starts to act more like the Silvers do. After all, she is one of them now, no matter how much she wants to fight or deny it. This is her new life, whether she likes it or not. Mare begins to see her allies and enemies. The king and queen are enemies because they have lied about Mare and about many things that have happened with her. Maven, her betrothed, is an ally as well as the Scarlet Guard, a society in which Mare secretly joined. The Scarlet Guard is a secret society that is dedicated to overthrowing the Silver Government. Their motto is Rise, Red as the Dawn. Get it? Because they are red? Anyway, the king and queen are trying to catch the guard. Mare is very courageous during the whole process, keeping quiet and only telling Maven, who also joined the guard. Farley, the leader of the Scarlet Guard, becomes Mare's close friend, giving her the details she needs in order to plan accordingly. Julian becomes another ally, teaching Mare about herself and who she really is, and helping control about her gift of lightning. Mare begins to approach the problem that is trying to fix by coming up with a plan for the Scarlet Guard to attack the palace during a ball, while her and Maven blend in with the Silvers. This plan backfires. The leader of the guard is caught as well as the other members, and Mare helps them escape. The ordeal is a girl named Evangeline. Evangeline is betrothed to Cal, the heir to the throne, Maven's brother. Ever since Mare became a Silver, Evangeline has tested her in everything she does and is very mean to her. She is a coward. Evangeline is a selfish, spoiled brat, which is a very nice way to put it. So anyway, Mare is challenged to fight Evangeline with her powers. Evangeline has the power to control metal. So they fight. Mare would have won if it weren't for Evangeline cutting Mare's cheek with metal, which spilled red blood for everyone to see. Now this is a problem because the Silvers believe that Mare is a Silver, with silver blood. Luckily, Maven rushes Mare out of the arena and nobody notices. Mare begins to receive the reward she's been waiting for. She earns the approval of Cal and Maven, which does not matter that much to her in the beginning, but she begins to realize to like her betrothed and enjoys Cal equally. She feels confident about herself, nearly defeating Evangeline, and tells herself next time she will defeat her no matter what. In the road back, Maven and Mare meet with the Scarlet Guard one last time. They plan to attack the palace and try to overthrow the king and queen along with Cal. This is a pretty great plan, but has a lot of risk. They are ready to change the world they once knew. Mare has hidden her secret from the queen for a very long time, and now it is that much more important than ever. Little background check on the queen. Her power is reading and controlling minds. She knows exactly who Mare is, her every thought and move. She has the ability to make Mare believe things that are not true, and also to manipulate her to do things she does not want to. Mare and Maven both know what the consequences are if they get caught. Death. Dun dun dun. They would be traitors, and it would not be a fast death. They would be tortured and treated to a slow, painful death. This goes to show how courageous and brave Mare is. She is a leader and is not afraid of what may happen. The resurrection begins when the Scarlet Guard attacks the palace. It turns out that Maven is a traitor. He sets up a trap for Mare and Cal both. They end up standing in front of the king and queen, ready to face their deaths. The queen turns to Maven. She uses her mind to control Cal, who grabs the king's sword. With one swing, Cal cuts off his father's head under the control of the queen. She used Cal to kill her husband. What a cold-hearted woman. That's just sick. Get some help. Anyways, Maven traps both Mare and Cal in cells and take away their powers. Gosh darn it. So both Cal and Mare face their deaths again, this time in an arena where they will fight other Silvers to their death. They end up getting their powers back. Yay! And Mare finally defeats Angeline. The Scarlet Guard swept in and saved them, taking them underground. Pretty smart, right? Even Mare is surprised. The elixir would have to be when Mare discovers her brother that was supposedly dead is alive and is a silver-red mix like Mare is, and works with the guard as well. Shade's power is to teleport. The guard saves Cal as well, tying him up because he is a silver blood, and after Maven betraying the guard, they don't have any trust for Silvers whatsoever. Serves him right. The guard pledges to kill Maven no matter what it takes, whether that be running from him and striking when he least expects it, or hunting him down directly and slitting his throat in plain sight. That's what you get, Maven. Mare is an epic hero based on her traits. She shows the trait of being an amazing leader when she keeps her friend Killorn safe by keeping him from being drafted into the war. She is very brave and is not afraid of the queen no matter how tough she may think she is. Mare will not let her push her around. Joining the Scarlet Guard took guts because if she were caught, she would die betraying those in rule over her. She reflects the ideals of society well by respecting the Silvers even though she hates them with a deep passion. She is very ethical by telling Killorn she will protect him no matter what, and that is exactly what she does. She is true to her word. She shows what a true hero is. To wrap things up, Mare was an average person to everyone else, but inside, she has a good heart and wanted to help others. The message of this story is, anyone can betray anyone, and you cannot judge a person by how they fall into the category of power. Mare's long, troubled journey shows she is related to a journey of a true hero. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.